The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Let's start with that news that the US Supreme Court has rejected Donald Trump's attempt to restrict birthright citizenship in the US. It was one of Trump's top priorities in his crackdown on immigration. We're joined by Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, just explain to us what this ruling concerned. Hello, Terry?
Since the Civil War.
Terry, you wouldn't mind. Sorry, Terry. Terry, you wouldn't mind starting again. We just didn't have you at the outset there.
Oh, okay. The ruling today concerns something in the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, basically, which said anybody that's born in the United States is automatically a United States citizen. And this was a constitutional amendment going back to the 1860s, right after the Civil War. The Trump administration was trying to use this to end what he called birthright citizenship, or what they, the term they used was anchor babies. For that, if a baby was born in the United States, their parent could also get the chance to stay because they now had a child as a U.S. citizen. Trump administration argued, no, this was only applicable to the children of slaves back going to the Civil War. That was rejected by the Supreme Court today. So, yes, if you were born in the United States in 95% of the circumstances, you are automatically a United States citizen.
How big a blow is this to Donald Trump?
This is a big blow. This was something that he campaigned on 2 years ago. This is something that he said he was going to do in the first days in office. He did sign the executive order, which basically declared that. So two things happened today. One, the Supreme Court rejected his chance to end birthright citizenship, but it also set a precedent that he cannot just do things by executive order. They need to go through the proper channels. If the United States decided that they wanted to end birthright citizenship, there would be a way to go through Congress, send it to the states, and then it would become an amendment to the Constitution. The president does not have the authority just to do this by fiat.
Has there been reaction from Donald Trump or those people around him to this ruling?
Yeah, they're condemning it. And even before, over the weekend, they were condemning it because they were anticipating that they were going to lose it. Stephen Miller, the presidential advisor, said, one way or another, we are going to get rid of birthright citizenship. But they're calling this, I don't want to put words, but basically they're saying it's a disgrace. This is a wrong decision. And we're still going to fight to try to end birthright citizenship.
In a separate ruling, Terry, the Supreme Court also ruled that states can ban transgender athletes from women's sports, in schools. Tell us more about that ruling.
Well, that was a ruling that was brought up by a female student who said that her rights were denied because she had competed against a transgender woman. So there are 37 states in the country that have banned already or have said that you must participate in the competition of your assigned sex or your assigned gender at birth. So the ruling today found that was not a violation of anyone's constitutional rights. They also argued, and again, this was something that was in a twist of the way the Trump administration would do this, they said, well, wait a minute, we're already propping up women's sports. We're putting equal money into it. We're encouraging it. This is something that we don't want to do. We want to keep male sports separate. We want to keep female sports separate. But this one is very controversial, too, because, again, it's something that's a hot-button issue. It affects very few people. There have only been about 20 cases nationwide over the past few years where this has even become an issue. But again, it was one of those issues that the outlier becomes the symptom.
And just before I let you go, can I ask you about that news? Qatar's foreign ministry saying that US envoys Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff are back in Doha, but there's no meeting currently scheduled with Iranian officials. What's going on?
Well, right now, yes, there is no meeting between the Iranian officials, Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. They're going through the intermediaries, the mediators, the Qatari mediators, and also Pakistani mediators. the catch here, or the sticking point, is basically they're still arguing about what the memorandum of understanding actually means. Iran wants to get the money that is promised into it. United States wants the Strait of Hormuz completely open, going back to the way it was before the war. Iran is saying, no, we are now in control of the Strait of Hormuz, and we're working with Oman to come up with a plan to toll, basically, shipping through the strait.
Okay, Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Thank you indeed for those updates.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.